Kovas Halvavos Shir Shar HaBitachon, Sunday, Yom Aleph LaParshas Bo, January 10th, Chav Tes Teves, Shir number 31 in Shar HaBitachon, Sunday. We're learning Kovas Halvavos Shir HaBitachon. We're in the middle of Parak Dalet. We're going through the list of seven life situations or relationships, and how to apply bitachon to them. We're in number two still. We talked about having more money than you need, and how do you look at that, and what do you do with the money, and why do people, talks about people trying to get more money through their hishtadlus. Hishita is that it's a waste of time. There's no heter of hishtadlus in more money than you need. And now, I don't know what to say, what we're up to. V'yesh yimotze, he's still talking about this. This is V'yesh, we have an attitude. It's the beginning of an inyan. But V'yesh yimotze mechlal hamabakshe yimomen. People who, you know, want to be wealthy. Everybody wants to be wealthy. He means people who do things in order to create wealth. Mishyagiyam, so again, if a person's supposed to be wealthy, he'll be wealthy. And if it's mamish not possible to be wealthy if you stack shelves in the supermarket, so then okay, you won't still, your life will not result in your, if that's the case, then your life will not have you stacking shelves in a supermarket if you're supposed to be wealthy. But we mix up cause and effect. Well, my daughter just got her license for being whatever she is, I don't know, audiologist or something. Not my second daughter. People who know my family, Bailey Yehuda's just got a license. She passed the test, she got a license. So we're talking in the car last night. So she's saying, okay, now she's going to get more money now. And apparently when you get a license, you automatically get more money. You don't have to get more work. You don't have to be more competent. You don't have to do nothing. You just get more money. So she said, we were talking, I said, you're thinking you're getting more money because you got your license. I said, you're learning Shaarav Bitachon, and that's not, you have to train yourself to think that I got my license because I'm supposed to have more money. Not I'm getting more money because I got my license. Right? That's how you have to invert you have to invert your glasses. You have to look at it. The Baal Bitachon looks at it a different way. So there's nothing, so if it would be true, what do you mean? How come all doctors are rich? Let's say it would be true, and all lawyers are rich, let's say it would be true. And all street cleaners are barely making ends meet. It's really the other way around, but we won't talk about that. So the answer is, because all the people that were supposed to be rich had their lives developed in a way that they would be doctors. All the people that were supposed to be rich had their lives developed in a way that they would be lawyers. And all the people that were supposed to be able to make ends meet had their lives develop in a way that they would be street cleaners. Again, you can't. That's the trick of bitachon, is to make sure you have clear cause and effect. Not to mix up, because Gzeiras Hashem is what happens. And if you were supposed to die on September 11th, whatever the year was, 10 years ago it was, or what year was the Twin Towers?
2001.
So if you were supposed to die on that day, so Hashem maneuvered your life that you would be in the Twin Towers on that morning. You didn't die because you were in the Twin Towers. You were in the Twin Towers because you were supposed to die. That's how the Baal Bitachon looks at everything in life. You do your Hishtadlus because you have to. Because although this is Shita is, that there's no point in doing Hishtadlus to be wealthy. So again, I keep saying it. There's nothing, the question of then, let's say, working more hours or going into a certain profession should have other... It's okay to work more hours. It's not like us. But the... It's never us. You're either exhibiting bitachon or you're not exhibiting bitachon. It's very difficult to say something's us, like you're not allowed to eat the tray for you're not allowed to talk lashon hara. But I told you it changes the equation. Again, from the perspective of a man. Before I devote myself to learning Torah, we talk about a woman. Before you devote yourself to chesed, so you have to make sure that your house is functional and you're performing what you're supposed to do in the house. So let's say with Shintochad Halavos uses working as his template of hishtadlus, even though it could be anything, it could be going to a doctor with health, it could be, you know, doing certain things to maintain relationships, to form relationships. But the template of Halavos uses is money, making ends meet, paying the bills, etc. Because that is what most people are caught up with in most of their lives, paying for things. So, actually, I lost my train of thought. I'm either getting old and chas v'shalom, or I really, really have to get more sleep. So it's a different equation. It's a man. I go to a man. A man says, "I can't learn. I have to work." So I say, "Okay. Till you can make ends meet, till you're earning enough money to make ends meet, that's a priority. That's the way that Hashem set up the world. That's a priority. I want to work more hours to get more money." They say, "No, you're not going to get more money because you work more hours." He says, "I want to work more hours because, you know, I'm providing a service." It's weird to close up shop 3:00 in the afternoon. So then, and economy maybe, but then the equation shifts. Now maybe it's more important to learn than that crazy, what you call crazy. So it's not necessarily that you're doing something bad if you try to earn more money. You're not doing anything bad, you're doing something foolish because of all the souls. But there could be other reasons to go over the bare minimum of making ends meet. And those reasons could be valid. Chavis doesn't discuss someone who is doing that for other reasons other than to earn more money. But then, as I say, it shifts, the equation shifts. Then there's other, maybe there's other priorities that you, maybe those are priorities that come before this, you know, working more or doing more, etc. But you're not going to have more money. And if someone says to you, that is absurd, of course you're going to make more money if you work more hours. So first of all, I don't think it's so absurd. Remember, Hashem's gezeirah is netto, not bruto. So the things going on in your life that you're saying, "Baruch Hashem, I have the money for it," only happen because you have the money for it. That's the reason they happen. Because Hashem had to have an outlet for that money to get it away from you, so to speak. So that's first of all. And second of all, yeah, maybe you're earning more money because you're working more hours. But from Hashem's perspective, you're supposed to have more money. So you have to work more hours, let's say. You shouldn't work more hours. A Bali Dhamma will not work more hours in order to get more money. They'll work more hours because the boss wants them to. There will be other cheshbonos to working more hours. Certainly someone that's in the service, So that's why you will be working the morale. So again, Imtim Soloimar, if you think this is counterintuitive, the Chavis Halavos, remember, is talking as part of Hashem's Chishma. The reality is you're not going to get more money because you've worked more hours. You might work more hours because you're supposed to have more money. As I told my daughter, you have to think of it that the reason you, You're supposed to have more money, so you got your license.
Okay. So you have a gazera for a certain level of income, and working more won't give you more income.
That won't be the cause of more income.
Is there any way you can do anything else to change the gazera? Like tzedakah or davening
or
anything? You can change it, but not by working more.
Yeah, not by doing your shtadlus, by spiritual pursuits, by having more schuyos, by davening, by giving tzedakah. All those things we're told are possible schuyos. Increase your schuyos, that's his point. Now we'll learn inside what I just said. The yeshe yimtzu b'chlau mevakshei hamomon mishiyagia mimenu latachlis ta'avosu b'derech hasibos asher zecharonu. Someone will become wealthy. I mean, I'm not going to deny the reality, as the Bible says. Someone's going to be a pusher and a shover and a shaker and a mover and a handler, and he's going to become wealthy. He opened the business, and so what am I talking about? Like, I see with my own eyes, the person got more money. He says, someone will earn a lot of money because he got a Yerusha, but I know what's that. The Yashov, and he will think, he got more money because of the Yerusha. He got more money because he hustled and he built up a business. And he will think, if not for these reasons, he wouldn't have more money. Right? That's how we think. We think linearly, we think cause and effect by what we see. And we see, why do I have money now? Because I got a Yerusha. Why do I have money now? Because I hustled and I opened a business and I hustled and I built up the business and I'm making more money. Umeshabeach hasiba, and he says, either kochi v'otzim yadi, right? That's umeshabeach hasiba, or he says, good old Uncle Charlie, he left me $1 million. Thank you, Mibaladeh ha-masabit, but he forgets about Hashem, and he doesn't think. That is exactly what we all read about in the Chumash, Kochi Vosim Yodi. What do you think Kochi Vosim Yodi means? It means a person that built up a business and hustled, and he says, why do I have more money? Why do I have more money? Because I hustled and I built up my business. That is the pasuk of Kochi Vosim Yodi. The Chiddush is that if not for the Chayus Halvavos, even if you're from, so you say, I got more money because I built up the business. And Baruch Hashem, for giving me the ability and the guts and the know-how and the alacrity and the resources and the street smarts to build up the business. But that's not enough. When you're learning Bitachon, you say, Baruch Hashem, who decided to give me the more money. And he did it in this fashion. That's the chiddush, the leap of the chiddush halvavos. Even if a person is, you say, Baruch Hashem, right? And the pasuk really does go on to say, Hashem doesn't say Hashem who knows the chakoach lasos choyil, right? That's what the pasuk goes on to say. You have to remember that Hashem gave you koyach lasos choyil, which means it's not kochi for otzim yodi, but it's the koach that Hashem gave you. But that's still not enough to just say, Hashem made me smart, and that's why I'm rich, because I'm smart, but I did it. See, that's not enough. That's kochi, otzim yodi. It's two things. Chavis HaLovis is saying, that's also wrong. It's hashkafably wrong. Hashem decided my life, that the decision could have been made at Rosh Hashanah. The decision could have been made when you're born. You're born, of course. There's also the thing usher or ani. I'm just going every year, you have to say when a person's born. If you want to live this to the hilt, close up the store at 2 p.m. when you earned enough for that day or week, whatever the cheshbon would be. It's very high, it's very high madrega to have such bitachon, but at least let it shift your priorities. It's a question now of staying extra, or doing more chesed, or giving more tzedakah, at least if it's too hard to really get into that mindset, it's too counterintuitive of the human condition. Really, it shouldn't be. That's what we're doing, Sharon Bitachon. But if it is, so I'm suggesting at least let it create a shift of priorities where, if not for the extra, you would, you know, say, I can't spare any time for this, I can't spare any time for chesed, I can't spare any money for tzedakah, I can't at least reorder the priorities based on the fact that it's Hashem providing you with the extra. Vamehu doina b'zeh, he says a very good mashal. He says, lodom shuba midbar, person's in a desert, and he's very thirsty, obviously. Hifbet alav atzomei, he's like chalashi from thirst. Umotso mayim sheinem asukim b'bor echad. You see, this is another point. I said a shifting of priorities. But it also, we'll see in the mashal in a second, it also will manifest itself. What am I going to do? The Gemara says, do something that's actually degrading, because you have to earn parnasa. Gemara in Bava Basra, pshayt nevelta b'shuka. You have to even do something that's I don't want to say garbage collect in the room. I don't want to insult anybody. Think of something that's maybe degrading. I don't know what, politicians. So, be a politician. And that'll be my parnasa. So that the Gemara says do. Swallow your pride and go do it. But then, you see, then you think differently. Now that's going to be his muscle. I want more money, and I want to devote myself more. Then you have to be more careful. I told you, you have to reset your priorities. You also have to think about what you're doing. Are you going to debase yourself? And you're chasing your tail. You're not really accomplishing anything. So you have to take into account that you're not really accomplishing anything if you're doing something that really doesn't make sense. So now look at his marshal. Adam is in a midbar, he's very thirsty. He comes across water. It's a little dirty. It's not gishmaka water. You know, it'll quench his thirst, but it's, you have to swallow hard to drink this water. You have to close your eyes and your nose and drink the water. But he drinks it because he figures that's it. This is the only way I'm going to have the water. I better drink this because I don't know what's out there. So, sum up on Simcha Gedola. For Rava Mehem, he assumes this is it. So he drinks his full, and now he can't, he's full. He goes a little more, he travels a little more, and he finds a sweet flowing stream of, sweet gishmaka spring, fresh spring water. The motzamaya novea maya masukim. The dog, and he can kick himself. What was my rush? I could have lasted another hour, let's say. And if I would have only waited, I could have. Now I can't drink this water now because I have my full. I have my fill. I'm limited how much a person can drink. The dog on mashakodam mishdoso hamayim arishonim rovsomem v'chem bala moment. So a person who he's supposed to have a certain quota of money from Hashem, and he fills it up maybe with dishonesty, maybe with making at the cost of his relationships and his family, he does it in a not healthy way. That's what Chavis Lois is picking. He gets the money because he was supposed to get the money. But like, what a pity. It's like the guy that quenched his thirst by drinking the muddy water that had an odor. And if he would have waited, he said this person, if he would maintain a certain his principles and say, this is what I'm going to do, and he's supposed to get the money, he'll get it in a more pleasant way. Like this, he's getting it in a dishonest way. He says, what a pity, what a fool. Like, you're getting the same money anyway, you're not getting more, you're getting the money you're supposed to get, but now you lost your old mabba, you did it in a dishonest way. A person robs a bank and becomes wealthy. He says, well, look, look at me, I'm successful. So besides other cheshbonos of Russia Vatovlo and all the other things, but Chazalovitz is looking from the perspective of bitachon, he will have become rich anyway. And now he did it in a way that he's going to be punished for it. And if he just would have maintained his principles, he would have gotten everything. You don't lose by being honest, you don't lose by doing mitzvahs, you don't lose by giving tzedakah, you don't lose by doing what you're supposed to do, what Hashem wants of you, or by doing something. I would even say the heter of the Gemara to do something degrading and debasing only applies to earning basic parnasa. It doesn't apply to anything more, so you know. If he wouldn't have gotten the money through those means, he created a dishonest channel. He created a channel that renders his family dysfunctional. He created a channel that doesn't give him time to learn. She created a channel that doesn't give her time to do chesed or to be there for her family. It's a pity. She would have waited and worked out a channel that doesn't have these chesroinus, you'd get whatever money you're supposed to get anyway.
It's quite like the mussel with water.
Yeah.
Maybe that was meant to be, maybe he didn't know it was going to be sweeter water, maybe a kosher could put that dirty water there for him. It's not quite the same thing as...
So, you're right, but... He wants to bring out, the guy's kicking himself and said, I could have waited another hour.
Yeah,
I should have tried. Now here we're talking about doing something,
either
usher,
yeah,
or this makes your family dysfunctional.
That's right.
Something so inappropriate, wrong. So that's the muddiness of the water, is that. So, you know, wait, you'll get what you're supposed to get anyway. This has to do with competition. People do the things that are usher both on both ends. They go crazy if a competitor opens up shop, or sometimes it's usher to open a competing shop. There's a halachas about that, and people go nuts either both ways. Hashem doesn't need much to make you rich. He doesn't need a lot. The pasuk is said rather by Yehonasan attacking an army with two people, attacking the army of the Plishtim. So, you know, one could say not a very good example, because there was an ace. It was an ace for two people to go against an army, plenty of people say Hanukkah wasn't an ace. You know, it was guerrilla warfare. So guerrilla warfare could win. So, the point is a famous Malbim there that says, explains the pasuk, you know, that Hashem, there's no difference between Rav and Ma'at. When a person, he says, if a person could pick up a 5-pound package and a 10-pound package, so he could do both, but he's exerting more koach when he picks up the 10-pound package. Right? He has to work harder. But Hashem, there's no such thing. Hashem never has to work harder. It's all the same. A little siba and a big siba is all the same. Whatever is supposed to happen, happens. So again, if this would get someone, you know, if this would get someone to close up shop at 2:00, that would be wonderful. It would be wonderful. Either we can't, or there's other cheshbonos involved. I tell you, you can't close up shop at 2:00, you lose all your customers, if that's the way the economy runs. Or the boss won't let you close up shop at 2:00. So, you know, he'll fire you, and you get someone like that. And that would be the norm. That's anything that would be included in normal establishment. You're not your own boss, and you can't make your own decisions. Or you're not at that high in Madrego Bitacho. But at least remember that Hashem is providing you the money through these extra hours, not your creating it. And the difference will be profound, because if it's a question of Russian horror or dysfunctionality or doing something inappropriate or getting angry if someone else opens another store. Like, there's so many scenarios that happen every day in our lives, and if you view it from the perspective, Even if you're not holding by like the very high madrega, saying, okay, 2 o'clock, I earned enough money for today, I'm closing up shop. But at least the knowledge that Hashem is creating this channel because you're supposed to have more money will keep you honest, will keep you on the right path, will keep you Hashem focused, will stop you from inappropriate behavior, will stop you from going nuts if things go on a downturn, will stop you from going nuts if a competitor opens, etc., etc., etc. I mean, all the scenarios that you just have a different life with bitachon because you say, you know, I'm going to get whatever I'm supposed to have. So Hashem will, Memela, make me create the channels. If you need to have a license in order to earn to earn a little more money than the ridiculous money you're getting till now, that's a little less ridiculous. So that's all, you pay a license. That's the way to look at it. Okay. And then he says, we'll be masher, and once you have that perspective, your life changes. You'll have a downturn, he says, we'll be masher oil, but tech alo alokim betarfo, with the parnosuk, sheyisaki bimen o atarf yomen ayumayim. If you have a slow day, a slow week, a slow month, a slow few months, you're calm. Because you're not going to change anything. Sheyoma beligo, And this is how you should talk to yourself, which is what Perek Dalet is all about. Say this to yourself. Mi asher hotziani al olam hazeh. Hashem, I was born at a certain point of history, specifically. It's not random. Hashem didn't shake the box and whoever fell out at a different point in history. I was born into this world at a specific point in history. And I was born at 2 o'clock, not at 2:10, not at 2:30. Ba'ez Yedua. V'lo Hatziani Elov Lefneim V'lo Lachreim. I wasn't born in the last century, or 2 centuries ago, or in the next century. I was born now. So Hashem decided that right now, business should be slow. Right now, I shouldn't have as much money as I'd like, or maybe even as I need. You understand it's all coming, emanating from above. And Hashem, in a slow month, so Hashem gets down to these, what we consider petty. If nothing's too petty for Hashem. That's one of the difficulties in understanding. Hashem is Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Hanora, but he gets down to the nitty gritty, how much overtime I have to work. So he says, Hashem, who made me born a certain day in a certain tekufa, in a certain century, at a certain point in time, at a certain time in the day. So Hashem decided this month I should have less money. That's all. You're calm. This is the whole definition of bitachon, going back to Perek Aleph. Who shema akimi meni bo estirfi leis yadua v'yom yadua. L'dait v'mashehu tovli. You're supported by the knowledge that this is one of the 7 things in Perek Beis and Perek Gimel that you have to develop, that Hashem is Beitiv. Everything Hashem does is good. Hashem knows what's good for me. Maybe it's Nigla, revealed good. Maybe it's Nistar, hidden good. But you're calm and you're even optimistic and you're cheerful. You're in a good mood. Some people go crazy when things are not working out for them. I don't know, so wise, and some people are calm and cheerful and optimistic. And he understands Hashem wanted me to be born a certain time. Hashem didn't want me that money this month. He sees that's the Chavis Halal, this is Sushtel. Hashem picks the time for everything. Let's say a person barely makes ends meet. He can't, it's Rosh Chodesh, his kid wants a treat, he can't give him a treat. He can't, he has so exact budget, he can't do it. Roilo Laksha Baliba Lomar. Okay, listen. Hashem, Hashahechali Mazoni Vishdei Imi, when I was a fetus, Hashem gave me all the food I needed. I gave some babies a fat. He doesn't give me more than I need. He gave me exactly what I needed then, and I hung in there for 9 months, and then I was born. The daikal kolosi yom yom. He gave me exactly what I needed to survive in the womb. It's not so easy to feed a child in the womb. Nisim have to happen, and then everything flips around when the child is born. Adasher Hamer also libatol mimenu until I was born. Lohizikli boo betzimtzum uuma. The fact that I had nobody's a millionaire, no fetus is a millionaire. I didn't have more than I needed, so I survived. Came lo yazikli bo haterif hazeh. So what I'm getting now, what Hashem decided to give me, Hashem had to go see Ela Vatom Betzimtzum Kefit Tzarki Ad Tachlis Yimei Me'uma, and maybe this is my life. Maybe this is the life I'm supposed to lead. The Gemara tells a story of an Amora that was abjectly poor, and he kept davening to Hashem, he wants more money. So Hashem says to him, in a dream, I think, I don't even have it before. Hashem says to him, he says, if you want to have more money than you have, this is regarding what you said. See, this Tana, he could have given staka, and he did daven. It doesn't say he took more hours in his job. It says he davened and davened and davened. He really, really, really wanted a bit more money than he had. And so you don't know what your life is. Like, you know, sometimes some people don't have children. It's just the way it is. Some people don't get married. It's just the way it is. And I said, oh, you know why you're married? Because you're so picky. Plenty of picky people got married. I told you, plenty of people with nerdy glasses got married. Plenty of fat people got married. Plenty of skinny people got married. Plenty of shy people got married. Yeah, right? Plenty of shy people got married?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So Hashem said to him, the only way you could have more money if we start the whole, push the reset button. It's so embedded, we don't understand that. Like, how could it be one individual out of the billions and billions of people in the world? Like, it makes a difference if he makes a little. This is Hashem. He says, Hannah davened for a child. So she fought with Hashem. You read the Gemara in Brachas. The things she said to Hashem were bordering on chutzpah, or what chutzpah, the Gemara says. Rather, the Mepharshim explained, she didn't want a child to have nachas. She wanted a child to play her part in Kiddush Hashem. And that's what she said. As soon as I finish nursing him, I'm giving him away to Hashem. I'm not going to have a child, really. Nursing is like, you know, you're finishing the birth. Yes, you know, I'm nursing him in that formula. As soon as I finish nursing him, I'm giving away. So that the chutzpah came from there. And the Mishnah Leo has many, many pages on Tfilas Chana, on her method of davening, and how she had the chutzpah to talk the way she talked. You read it more in Brachot. Like, you can't believe someone's talking that way. And Kol Shekhinah Chana was in the field. But she, you know, you push, you push, you push, and it's good to push in tefillah. But sometimes, like Hashem said to, I would have to start the whole world all over again. I would have to press the reset button. And the maps of the whole world to tohu vavohu, then we could recalibrate the whole of history, and you'll end up with money. You want to do that? See, he said no. You know why he said no? Because Hashem said maybe. Maybe you'll end up with more money. He said maybe, but lo kedai. That's what the Gemara says. So maybe lo kedai. I don't know, boy, it's a good thing. I don't know what would have happened if Hashem would have said for sure. Hashem said maybe. So when Tevye says, would it spoil some vast eternal plan if I were a wealthy man? Sometimes the answer is yes, it would. That was exactly what happened here. That Hashem said yes. And therefore we have to reset. And he only said no because it was maybe. He said maybe. So I said, well, with children, you know. sometimes not. So do you ever stop davening? I guess when it becomes an ace, even though he can't bring a rifle Hanna, she was an Akara, I don't know what that means. My sorrow was like an ace goalie, because the Hanna, Akara, just could mean different things. Now in medicine, they have different things they do. But the bar of pushing, the bar of Ishtadlus has changed. But that's also Hashem, Once Hashem is Megala, certain possibilities in the medical field, so then it becomes Ishtadlus. And then you do it. And maybe when it was in the experimental stage and even a little dangerous, then maybe it was not proper Ishtadlus. These things could change. But your attitude has to be saying here, So if you just barely make ends meet, so you have to say this is what Hashem wants. When I was a fetus, very nice monster. I was a fetus, I barely made ends meet. The Einisker Alse, he wants to encourage you. He says you'll get your schar for your bitachon, for your right hashkafa, for your right attitude. You'll get your schar. K'mo shomer aboriel avoseinu b'midbar for yotzon v'lotud v'ayom b'yomo. That's the way they lived with their sustenance, and every day they were worried if it will come. I don't know if they were worried. Every day they had a hope it will come. For Omar, and that was a tremendous chus for them. Halach v'karosa bozna yushalayim leimor, right? Zohar tu lachesed nurayet, lech lechach right b'midbar beres lo zrua. V'chenem yiva'u tirfo, if he has his parnosa, v'siba mibli siba, u'makom v'bli makom, v'adit v'ish, v'bilt v'ish acher. It means, not in a very nice way. You end up with a boss that's obnoxious. End up with sometimes things are not pleasant and not bad enough that you say that a rav would tell you, listen, no one is believed to suffer such abuse, you should quit, and Hashem will send you parnasa a different way. Now, and the one I was talking about, it's not up to there. It's don't exactly. Because the Lord has told us how you pick a job, but things don't work out that way. Sometimes people's lives lead them into doing things that they don't especially enjoy. But that's how they're earning their parnasa. Chavetz Chaim never says, he talks about picking a job, he doesn't say if you have a job you don't like, so you should quit. You should quit. No, he never says that. If you have a job that entails talking Lashon Hara, or other problems in terms of chesed, zniyus, or appropriateness in the workplace, or Shabbos, or anything, so then you say, Hashem will send me my parnasa a different way. Here, sometimes you're in a situation, maybe it's an assignment, you have to conquer your midos. You have to swallow hard and not talk back. And you have to, sometimes you just have to learn how to laugh at the boss's jokes, that's all. Nothing to do about it. Yoma Belibo, so if your parnosis is coming through means that are not especially pleasant, and again, I assume, he's not talking about inappropriate means, because then you do have to say, okay, Hashem will send it to me a different way. But it's not so gishmak. Yoma Belibo, Hashem Yitzharani Al Tzura V'Tav, again, you say, you look at the larger issue. You believe in Hashem, Hashem made me, Hashem gave me certain kochos ha-nefesh, Hashem gave me certain abilities, Hashem made me a certain height, right? He picked out who my parents should be and where I should live. Hashem Yitzharani Al Tzura V'Tavnis V'Tchuna, with the Tchunos HaNefesh, with the characteristics. Umida, Vibilti Shar Tzuros, everything's exact. Hashem doesn't casually do anything. Everything is cheshbon, everything is specific, everything is perfect, everything is the way it's supposed to be. That's what he's saying here. Tchunos HaMidos V'Takonos Inyonei, Hashem chose me to be as, with whatever genes would result in whatever I'm supposed to do in this world. Who bochar li, so Hashem chose now, sheyovi tirfi, that I will get my parnasa, al aponim, amafikim, in yonai mebli shor, afogim, without any other, this is the way it's coming, v'asher tziani al olam hazeh, Hashem made me be born into this world, v'mokim yadua, right, where you're born, everything, you are, when you were born, what century and what year and what tukufa, the place you were born and the parents you were born to. Shnei Ishim Yeduim Miblisha Rishay Olam. I was born. Hashem picked out your parents. Hashem wanted you to grow up a certain way, and he picked who your parents should be. And sometimes people, the healthy way, someone has, let's say, an abusive parent, which happens. In terms of attitude, and we're talking about, you know, so you do what you can, of course, and you have to do your shadlus to deal with it. But at the end of the day, you know, you say, you have to deal, you may have to deal with it by going to a therapist for how to cope, which is okay, and you build yourself up, and you become a different person, and Hashem, and so you could be a miserable, angry, resentful person who never smiles and who's angry at the world, not fair, why did this happen to me? And Bitachon teaches you, no, Hashem, this is your neshama, this is how you were born, this is whom you were born to, and everything is the way, and I'm just giving one example out of 100, that maybe this is the way you built yourself up and you became a person that you wouldn't have worked on and become if you would have had regular parents. So this made you, this forged you into who you are. So, but it's the Baal Bitachon has a strong sense that everything's from Hashem. Because that's what Bitachon is. It all boils down to Bitachon. Right? These are all the Hashlachot of Bitachon. I'm relying on Hashem. All the Hashlachot of Perek Beis and Perek Gimel. We're in Perek Dalet now. Perek Dalet is applied Bitachon. Perek Beis and Gimel is how to develop Bitachon. You develop Bitachon. Hashem loves me. Hashem is always there for me. Hashem always knows what's good for me. Hashem can do anything. Hashem protects me from anybody else. No one has any power to do anything to me unless Hashem wants to. Hashem will do for me even if I don't deserve it. Hashem is the only one that can do for me. So then you memorize these seven things and you cause them over and you believe them. So then you're able to cope, because then if something like this happens, he says, you know, you're born to the parents, you were supposed to be born to the parents you were given. There's no, right, people sometimes, if I was born into a different family, I'd be a different person. Yes, it's true. And now you're the person you're supposed to be now. And in that context, you have to work on yourself, maybe. Either that or you're given opportunities. And if you don't take advantage of the opportunities, then it's not good. Right? You can't just say, okay, I'm as good as the other guy. No. You were given many more opportunities than the other person. So, when you have a boss that's obnoxious, as long as you can stay there, so maybe this is how you're supposed to be, and maybe you're supposed to learn savlonut. Maybe Hashem wants you to be in alovim veinim olvim shomim charposim veinim mishivim. Right? If you can't take it, you know, Talmud is not easy. Let's say your mamash can't take it. You can't. You say, but I have to take it, because this is my parnasa. And then you go home and you're angry and you yell at your kids and you're snappy to your husband and you're just a miserable person. So then you say the other way around, Hashem's going to give me parnasa. I can't stay with this job. You understand? The Chavis is talking about you can handle it, but it's not so gishmak. He says, you know, you, Hashem, maybe is not supposed to be geschmack. Who says he is supposed to be geschmack? Maybe this is the way it's supposed to be. Hashem planned out who you were born to, where you would live, where you would be born, what century you would be born, what year you would be born. So he picked out what job you would have. So you saw it. Now I'm speaking out. The Talmud also says that if you get to the point where you can't handle it, then don't stay there. And I think, how do you know? Because it makes you miserable. And it affects your relationship with other people. And it makes you not such a good parent or not such a good spouse, because you're always on edge and you just come home and you're like, right? So then Adarabba, then Bitachon demands that you leave. So you have to be a mensch. Your first responsibility is to be a mensch. What am I going to do for parnasa? Don't worry. Hashem will send you parnasa a different way. Don't drink muddy water, because you can't imagine that Hashem's going to send you to clear spring water. It's just down the road a little. Right, okay. We'll stop here. Good Chodesh, everyone. I'm chasing you that you pulled some strings. I'm chasing you for pulling some strings.
I didn't do anything.
You proud?
I'm proud. That's all.